Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Mem Aleph 41. And today's shiur and the Masechta shiur are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So today we're in the middle of we had a cliffhanger. We left with a question, but just one ha'ara that I did not get to mention yesterday. Yesterday the Gemara brought up Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bartuta. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bartuta. So he appears in Pirkei Avos, right, in the third parak. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bartuta Omer, Tein lo mishelo, sha'ata v'shalcha shelo. Right, give to him from what is his. Right, meaning Hashem gives you everything. So give him what is his. Sha'ata v'shalcha shelo. V'chein b'davidu Omer, ki mimcha hakol umyadcha natnu lecha. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Tein lo mishelo, ze medaber bein l'inyin gufo shel adam bein l'inyin mamono. Whether it is regarding a person's body or a person's money, it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klomar, shel yimana adam et atzmo v'lo et mamono michafzei shamayim. Everything for spiritual purposes and channeled. V'zeu sha'amar sha'ata v'shelcha shelo. She'incha nosei mishelcha lo migufcha v'lo mimarcho. You're not giving him anything. It's all his. Ela mishel makom baruchu shakol shelo. Ki mamon ha'adam pikadon hu. Biyado mishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any asset that we have is really a pikadon. Ela she'yesh lo yitaron bo al shar ha'pikdonos. It just has an aspect that's greater than any other security, any other pikadon. She'yachal ha'kachas. Mimenu called Kedetz Rachav. Usually you have a pikadon, you have to watch it and not use it. Hashem gives you a pikadon, and he says you can use it. Vashar yitneu ba'asher ratzon hamafkid, melech malchi amlacham gadosh baruch hu atzer tzivo. And the rest give out to who I say should be the addresses. So this is Rav Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bartuta. So Omer, he says, many times in the Pirkei Avos says, Hu haya Omer. Here it just says, Omer. Earlier it said, Hu haya Omer. And the Mefarshim explained, Hu haya Omer, that means through his life, that's what he lived. Through his life, that these Tanoim exemplify these midos. So if you think about Rav Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bartuta, who again is quoted on yesterday's daf, so Tein lo mishelo, he lived this way. Right? That's the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Chav Dalad. The Gemara there says that Rav Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bartuta, in the Girsa in Tainus Chav Dalad is Rav Elazar Ish Birta. But they say it's the same, Kisvayate, it's the same person. That he always gave away everything to the Gabbai Tzedakah. Right? The Gabbai Tzedakah used to see him, and they used to hide from him, because they knew that whatever he had, he would give them away. Whatever he had, they would give him. One time, he was going to get for his daughter's wedding. He was going to get dowry. And the Gabbai Tzedakah saw him. They hid from him. They didn't want to take his stuff. He ran after them. Swear to me, swear to me, what are you doing? What are you collecting for? Amrulay, biyasam biyasoma, there's a certain orphan, a boy, a girl. Amrulayna avoda, shein kol melebiti, they go in front of me. Shakal kol duhavi badei, v'yavlu, he gave everything that he had collected for his own daughter and gave it away to them. They're more needy than me. Pashalei chadzuzi, he had one little zuz left. And what did he do? Zamin lechiti, he bought a little wheat with it. Va'asik, he went home. Shadi bakalbasi, just threw the piece of wheat in the granary and went to learn Torah. Asai the bisu, his wife came along. Amrulay labarte ma'asi avuch. The wife said to the daughter, "Nu, what did Abba get? Amrala, koma daisi bakalbas shadisi. I don't know. He said he threw it into the silo. Asila miftach baba akalbas. They tried to open it up. Chazis akalbas said they saw it was full of wheat. The ganavka b'sirah the dashi was coming out of the door. Velo miftach baba michiti. It wouldn't open. The daughter went to the base bedrush and said, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. He said, I don't want to be nana from anything but derech nes. Harei hein hektish." Alechet Hector. So this is the person, Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bartuta, somebody who lived by what he preached, right? And that's one of the messages that we can gain from him here. But again, he was a colleague of Rabbi Akiva, and often they argue about what the Rabbi Yeshua said, and that's what we had in the Mishnah yesterday, the Mishnah that was quoted in Maseches Tful Yom. So again, let's get back to what we were talking about, though, in the context. We had our Mishnah, at the beginning of our Perek, Halokech Ben Anachtom, speaks about if I buy from a dough, from a baker, Am Haaretz, how do I take off Chumas and Maestras? So the Gemara asked, but one second, we learn earlier that Challah is not subject to Demai. So why here does our Mishnah say that you have to be mafresh demai from this dough, and there's a chiv of challah, and you have to take it off even from the challah amount, right? It says Elokei ben Anachto. You have to be Maaser, and how you figure it out Mim Echad Mimeyashi Yesh Kan, and you have to take off everything, including from the Chalas. I thought Chalas on Chayiv Demai. So first we said on yesterday's daf, maybe it's like Beis Shammai, who says that Chala is Chayiv in Demai. So we said, no, even Beis Shammai agrees that if it's Tamei, then you shouldn't have to. Why? Because we know that we had it back in the first parak that only if I buy something for eating is it Chayiv in the Hafrasha of Demai. But if I buy it for my animal, or if I buy it for seeding, or I buy it for Oros, for tanning, then it's not Chayiv. And here, isn't this like it? Like we saw the Vilna Gaon yesterday, that if it's Tameh and it's inedible, halachically, then it's just like buying it for non-food consumption, and therefore you shouldn't have to take it off. So the Gemara says, you use May Paris. If you use May Paris, that's why it's was not Hokshar Lekabel Tumah. Then we said, it was May Paris? So you solved one problem and you brought another. Fine, it's not Hokshar, it's Tar, but it's not going to be Chayiv in Challah, because that was the Mishnah in Tful Yom, that if you have a Challah that was made with Meperos, is it a chibur for Tful Yom? Is it a chibur that if a tummy person touches one side of it, is the whole thing tummy? Right, that was the shita of Rabbi Elazar Ish Bartuta. But Rabbi Kiva there said no. The Rabbanan there, who we said is the Rabbanan, who called the Rabbanan here, but it's Rabbi Kiva who said no, that it's not considered a chibur, and therefore it wouldn't be chayiv in chala either. So what's going on here? So the Gemara's maskana was, and this is what we're building on here today, Gemara's maskana was that really, we discussed earlier in the Masechta, right? An answer to the question of Argamar sounds like the buyer has to take off the maestros from an achtom. And earlier in the Masechta, we had the seller. The baker is the one that has to worry about it. So we had two answers to that question. Rabbi Yochanan, it depends if it's Oseh B'tah or Oseh B'tumah. So the Gemara says, not that answer, but say the other answer. Rabbi Elazar's answer, that really it was both Oseh B'tah, right? Both our Mishnah and there, he was Oseh B'tah. And there's another chilek that we don't have to worry about right now, that how Rabbi Elazar answered the question. But Rabbi Elazar said that our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's Osin Batara. So now, one second. Now the Gemara says, implicitly there's a problem, which we left off with. If it's talking about a case where there's somebody who you could trust, it has his Do Batara, then why would you have to take off Chumas and Maestras? Right? If he's a trustworthy person, he's a trustworthy person. So why would you have to take off Chumas and Maestras? So, Ella B'misareach etzlo, right? When do you say that if somebody is trustworthy across the board? That's only if he is at his home. B'misareach etzlo. That's where you could trust him across the board. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Lo amru kein ela b'misareach etzel ha-ne'em on alataros. De'ein lo lachshosh l'demai. That's where you don't have to be worried about demai. Back to the Gemara. Lo chen tani ha ne'eman al ataros ne'eman al ha-maisros. Didn't we learn that if somebody is ne'eman on taros, then he is ne'eman on maisros too? Right? We had that earlier in the Mishnah. Va tanita, and we learned about that Mishnah. Va tanita rabbiyan el rabbi Shmuel. Va amar hadot de temer b'mesarech etzlo. If he's at home, so then we trust that he will host you only, and he will give you a ne'eman type of meal, meaning it's tahar and it's hufrash, and we can trust him at home. Avo barabim, but in public, we have a higher standard. Eino ne'eman shekabo la barabim. As we said, you have to have a makabo. We have makabo lios ne'eman, makabo lios chaver. So if it's outside, if it's in public, so then you can't. Just because he's ne'eman betara doesn't mean he's ne'eman betrumas and maestras. And our Mishnah is talking about a case of public. Our Mishnah is not talking about where he is at home. Right? He's in the store. So avo barabim eino ne'eman shekabo la barabim v'ko. And our Mishnah barabim anan kaimin. We are talking about rabim, and therefore that is the answer to the stira. Interesting, the Gemara here is talking about the difference between at home and in public. So again, talking about there's a higher standard that we have at home. There's in public, there's a higher standard that Chazal give. Because again, it could be that some people, you know, keep one and don't keep the other. Some people are more kosher at home, and some people are more kosher at others. I once heard a pshat, I think it was Rabbi Benjamin Blech, who was a rav of the Young Israel of Oceanside for many years. Many years ago, I heard him say the following thought. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that we put the menorah by the door. Which side do we put the menorah on? The opposite from the mezuzah. Why is that? So that you will be surrounded by mitzvahs. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Beis. V'hilchasa mismol kedei she'iner Chanukah bismol u'mezuzah miyamin. Right? You put it around. What's the message of that? So Rabbi Blech explained, it's not just that you be surrounded by mitzvahs, it's so nice, but there's a message. The right side is always the significant side. So on the right side going in, you see the mezuzah. On the right side going out, you see the menorah, the Chanukiah. What's the message? Because there are some of us Jews, you know, we're okay to be Jewish inside our house, where nobody's looking, we're not embarrassed, but outside we have to fit in. Outside we have to blend. So therefore it's hard for us outside. And some of the opposite. Outside, when everybody's looking, I'm going to be on my best behavior, I'm going to eat the most kosher, I'm going to do all the mitzvahs, and then in my own home, I'll do whatever I want. Nobody's looking, right? I can let the guard down. So what happens? When we go inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't leave your Judaism outside. You look at the mezuzah. Mezuzah's on the right side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching as you go inside. And those who have the opposite mentality, that, you know, I'll be a Jew on the inside, but on the outside I have to fit in, I have to assimilate, we see the menorah. The menorah symbolizes our victory over the Hellenists and the Misyavnim, and that's what the halach is telling us, that don't leave your Judaism inside, take it outside and be proud. So that's strengthening both inside and outside. Again, that's reflected here, where Chazal have demand a higher standard for Ne'amanus outside. Inside, Misarech, it's low, then we would say, if he's Ne'aman for Tara, Ne'aman for Maestris, but again, outside, he has to have a Kabbalah Betheirish. Okay, we continue now. Now we have a different answer. A different answer to the stira of our Mishnah and the Mishnah earlier. Remember, our Mishnah says that this challah, you have to be mafrish. And earlier we said challah is one of the items that is not subject to demai. Challah, and remember we had the carbon mincha left over and a couple of others, medume. So Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Shammai, B'shem Rabbi Acha, Shammalei min de Basra. Well, compare it to the next Mishnah. Compare it to the next Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. The next Mishnah tells us, that Mishnah is talking about Tevel, right? It's talking about Chuma Gedola. So it's obviously talking about Tevel. So that Mishnah mentions that if somebody wants to be mafish everything I want, they don't have to measure out each time. They want to take a certain amount at the beginning of all their hafrashes, and the Gemara, at the end of the tomorrow's daf, will talk about what do you do about a bracha. But you want to be mafish everything at once. So what do? You take a certain amount. You designate a certain amount. How much do you designate? 3/100ths, right? Because you want to do truma, which is 2/100ths, right? That's 1/50th. 2/100ths, and you take truma's meiser, which is 1/100ths. So you take 3/100ths. That's the Mishnah says that, saying shloshim v'shloshim v'shalosh, 33 1/3, but that's what he marks that amount, and he says, one echem yashli kan, arezeb etzad chulin, and it goes through everything that is needed to do that hafrasha. So one second. It's not exact. It's not exact, the lashon there. Why? What's not exact? Because it says there, Echad mimeya harei zechulin. Echad mimeya is the trumas meiser, but one second. If it's 1 out of 100, but it's not the whole 100 that it's 1 out of 100, because you already took off Truma Gedola. And the Trumas Meiser, you don't take 1 out of 100, you don't have to take off Trumas Meiser from Truma Gedola. So you see, it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean from the whole thing. It means from most of it. So says the Gemara, Kama de Tamar, Taman Chutz Min Aroy, Likadesh L'Shem Truma, just like over there. You don't have to take the words literally, and you could exclude the Truma, and that's not included in the, what you have to take off Truma's Meiser from, Hacha, V'Hacha, Chutz Min Aroy, Likadesh L'Shem Chala. So do here, when it says you have to take off for the Chala, you really don't have to take off for the Chala. You don't have to take off for the Chala, and Chala is not subject to the Afrasha of Demai. If you look in the Ruchayim Kanievsky, V'Kama de Tamar, Taman Chutz Min Aroy, Likadesh L'Shem Truma, Dehasam, in that Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Kisha Omer Tchila Echad Mimeya Harei Zechulin, when it says, right at the beginning, right, you're designating something as chulin, which eventually is going to be Trumas Meiser. So Echad Mimeya Harei Zechulin, right, because you can't designate Trumas Meiser before you do Truma Gedola. It's got to be in order. So, when you designate it, Lo Amar Echad Mimeya Mikol HaKri, you don't need from the whole Kri, Ta Kenegan Masha Oset Truma Gedola, Ein Sorach Lahafrish Chelach Echad Mikuf. Right, the Trumas Meisers. Right, though, what's going to be Truma Gedola, you don't have to take off Trumas Meiser for that. El Al Karchach, Chelek Echad Mimeya, Mimasha Yeshkan, Chutz Mimasha Oset Truma Kamar. It means to exclude that part. And the Mishnah is just not being exact in its words. But you know what it means. So v'hacha chut, so to hear, chutz ben aroyli kaddish shem chal, v'hacha nami, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. B'mathnizan in our Mishnah, d'omer echem yimei areza meiser, lav mikol kikar shebiyadukamar. It doesn't mean from everything. Ki hechi detishpa mina, that you would learn from it if it's on everything. D'af keneged ma sheifrish, yafrish chalahu no tachelik echem yimei. No! Ela chutz ben aroyli kaddish l'shem chala ka'amar, da'chala peturim en admai. So you fit in our Mishnah to the previous Mishnah. It's lav dafka that you would need it. Good. But again, you're trying to take off the Truma and the Truma's Maisa together. They're all similar in terms of they all go to the Kohen, the Chala. Remember the Mishnah in Arla, the first Mishnah in the second parak in Arla talks about they're all mitztarif to each other in Halacha. Right, we know Isurim are generally not mitztarif to each other. If I eat a half a gazayas of Chazer and half a gazayas of Tevel, they're not mitztarif to each other. It's two separate Isurim. It's two Chatishirs. Yeah, Chatishir is also in the Torah. And it's Roy Litz Tarufe, but it's not Roy Litz Tarufe if it's two different Shemos Isser. So in various areas of Halacha, we try to figure out what are the same Shemos Isser. So you have it by Arias. By Arias, you have Achos, Achos Isha, Achoso, Achos Av. You have many different Achos. So the Gemara talks about, right, in Maseches Krisus, what's one Shem Isser, what are different Shemos Isser. So here too, what it, Truma and all the different types of Truma are Mitztarif. Says the Mishnah, Hachuma uchumas meiser shel demai, hachala vahabikurim olim be'echad umeya. Right, they're all ola be'echad umeya, meaning they're all truma. They're all truma. Truma, chumas meiser, chala, bikurim, umitztarfim ze imze. And they can be mitztarif. One sa'ah from all of them, asers, 99 sa'ah of chulin. Right, even if you have, and if it's arch laharim, you got to take one out, but they're all called rachis. They're all called rachis. They're all called truma in a sense. So that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about here. We continue. Rev Yona b'shem Rev Zeira zoso meres. So we just said that I skipped a line. Taninan. I skipped the last line. Taninan chala bein rishon l'sheni. If you look in our Mishnah, so our Mishnah says you have to take off Trumas and Meiseris, or whatever is left for Demai. You have to take off Trumas Meiser, and Meiser Rishon you have to designate, and Meiser Sheni and Chala. So it's interesting that the Mishnah says the order that you take it off in is you do Trumas Meiser, and that you have Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Meiser Sheni. So ask the Gemara, why is Chala right in the middle? Right, when you separate for Demai, he says Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Meiser, just do Chala at the end. Right? Usually challah is done at the end. Why? Because usually challah, when does the chiv of challah kick in? Only when is Gilgal Ha'isa. Right? When you make the dough, which is much later than Trumas and Maisros. Trumas and Maisros are all about, you have the Onas HaMaisros. When we have the Onas HaMaisros and everything grows to the level that we'll learn about in Maseches Maisros, about Shlish Gidulo, so then that's where the Chiyav is for Trumas and Maestros, and Chal is much later. But here is a Hechi Timsi, where you're doing Chal at the same time. So why is Chal done in the middle? Why do you do Maeser Rishon and Chal and then Maeser Sheni? So the Gemara has two answers. Reb Yona, B'Shem Reb Zeira, Zoso Meres, Chal Ein Ba Mishum Bal Ta'acher. So, number one, Chal, it doesn't make a difference. Chal is not in the usual order of melech v'dimach chalos acher. Usually it's totally separate. We know that, as we just said. So it's really up to be medakdik. Right? So that's what the Marafolda says, lefichach, lo tedikdik hatana l'shana rishon. Right? And if chala is like, say the other way, either chala should be last or should be first. But it should be first because it's like a truma, as we just said. So why isn't it first? We say, no, it's not within the world of, this doesn't mean ba'al ta'akhir in terms of the ba'al ta'akhir l'shalmo, neder, but it means ba'al ta'akhir, the order. About the melech v'dimacha lo sa'akhir. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Zeira, there's two deists, Rabbi Yonah in the name of Rabbi Zeira, or Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, ein mishnah amur ala seder. No, there's no issue. There's no, the Mishnah shouldn't be taken literally, right? The Marafolda la'olam sheish b'chala mishabata acher ela shatane in a medaktik l'shanos ala seder. Right, the Mishnah is not written exacting. Second time on the daf that we're suggesting that the Mishnah is la dafka is not written on the seder. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'lo b'demai anan kaminan. Aren't we talking about demai anyway? And didn't we learn back in the first parak on daf yod aleph? We learned by demai the order doesn't matter. For sure, b'diyeved, even lachachila. Lo kein amar Rabbi Ba b'reid Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan masnisa b'demai. Our Mishnah is about demai. Ha b'vaday lo. But b'vaday, so then there would be a difference. V'hacha b'demai anan kaimina. See, we're talking about demai. Right, and we learned earlier, as I just said, on Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, if you look back, the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Mabez said, V'im hikdim ma'isur sheni l'rishon ein bakaklum. When you're being mafrished by, you don't have to worry about it. And there were some days there, Yud Aleph Mabez, V'im hikdim sheni l'rishon ein bakaklum, bisha avar, ha'bitchi lolo, Rabbi Bab, Rabbi Rechia, Barvar, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yochanan, mutu lakdim sheni l'rishon b'demai. Tzimel l'chadchila. Even l'chadchila, so it's a machlokas. At least there were some days out there that you don't need the exact order. So, why are we discussing our Mishnah, where we had a machlokas between 2 days within Reb Zeira? How could our Mishnah put challah in the middle? So either there's no issue by challah, or the Mishnah's la dafka. But we're talking about tamai, so what's the difference anyway? So Gemara says, no, Tani, Rabbi Chiya, Apavadai. Right? The Tosefta has this, the Tosefta Rabbi Chiya brought, has the same lashon of challah in the middle, even by Vaday Tevel. Not just by demai. Alei Rabbi Yona b'shem Rabbi Zeira Amar. On that, Rabbi Yona added these 2 days about Tevel. Zosomer es chala ein ba mishum dalta acher. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Zeira Amar ein mishnah amura al seder. El ataktim chala l'rishon. Put chala first. It goes this ladavka. So even on Vaday, we have it mentioned. So therefore, you have these 2 days not only by demai, where demai might not make a difference anyway, but you have it by Vaday as well. Hafrasha, as we noted, Hafrasha is based only on Gilgal Ha'isa, right? Not like the others, where right when it grows and you gather it into a pile, that's when you'll say that the Chiyuvim kick in. Usually Chala is much later. But if you do Chala earlier, it doesn't even work. Right? The Mishnah says in Chala in the second parak, HaMafrish Chalaso Kemach. If a Mafrish Chala, well, it's flour. Before he added any liquid, Eino Chala. It's not Chala. It's meaningless. V'gezel B'yad Kohen. Right, and I give it to the Kohen, it's Gazel, it's not Chala. Right, v'ha'isa atzma chayves b'chala. So it's too early. It's too early if it's in flour, even b'di'evet. What's the best time? So the Mishnah Chala says in the third parak, Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Ochlan arai b'na'isa ad shetisgalgel. Ad shetisgalgel. V'chitim v'titamtim b'sorim. Gilgal v'chitim v'titamtim b'sorim. Ochlan v'na'chayim isa. Once you made a dough, then chayim misa. Kiva shino senes es amayim, magbez chalasa. Right, once you started the Gilgal process, it works. But once you put the water, then the best time is once the water is added and the dough is kneaded. Right, the Shach says in Sifkat and Vav, in Shinchav Zayin in Yoredeya, that we wait bezman hazeh until it's a complete isa, not just after we add the water. Aval ha'idna shekol isos temeos, says the Shach. Tov lahamti mi lahafresh chala ad acher gemar lisha she teyase kol isa guf echad v'yafresh chala al kula, because you're only going to burn it, so you only want to use a little bit of chala for the whole thing. So you wait till everything is kneaded together, and in that way you can take one chala for all. So that's the earliest time, right before the water was added. No good. The best time is once it's kneaded and it's sitting there. What at the latest time? What's the latest time? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chaf Ches im lo yafresh chala bebatzek. There's never a late time, right? If you already baked the whole bread and you have a challah, you have to take it off. That's what we do by matzah, right? Because we don't want to waste any time in between. So just like by matzah, we do it afterwards. So here, one does it even later. One can't do it on Shabbos. Obviously, that's an issur of tikkun mana. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, in Aruch Chaim, in Sin Shin Lamed Tes. Unless the Shvir Shabbos says, if it's in Chutz Laretz, where it's Drabanan, so then maybe you can leave it over. Ubechutz Laretz, kiven shesham mitzvah schala, ikar eina ela Drabanan, hitiru lo lechol, ulishayar chaticha shemimena yafresh. Right, ben yafresh chala, achar tzei sayo. Again, that's in terms of the hafrasha. The bracha is said at the time of the hafrasha, right? Bishah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Bishah sheyafresh chala yivarech. What bracha do you say? Shekhar Hashem, Zab Zivanu, lahafresh truma, o lahafresh chala. To be mafresh truma, to be mafresh chala, it's the bracha. Why do you use that? The Gra says that the Shulchan Aruch says truma because you want to have the lashon amikra, tarimu truma. It is truma because the pasuk uses the lashon of truma. Okay, different discussions. Whether you have to say, there's a raivet that says after the hafrasha you say harezu chala. Harezu chala, we generally don't say it. The bracha itself is the is the Kriya Shem. Good, there's a lot more in the Hafrasha. You have to make the bracha standing, and the minhag is to take a kezias with a hand and not a kli. We burn it nowadays. I think we discussed a couple of days ago what happens if the challah falls back in. Right, we discussed if the demai falls back in. So that's quoted. That source is quoted relating to this sugya as well. That's in terms of the Hafrasha's challah. Another ha'ara here, Rabbi Yochanan, again, we have a little more time to talk about related topics on this daf. Rabbi Yochanan is brought up here, as almost every daf in Yerushalmi has a Rabbi Yochanan, and many times different versions of Rabbi Yochanan. We have Rabbi Yochanan here, that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that our Mishnah is talking about Demai, and not Vadai, and therefore we're talking about Demai, so isn't there no problem with the order anyway? So Rabbi Yochanan is, as we know, a very early Amora. Rav Elchanan has an amazing comment from Rav Chaim at the end of Bava Basra. In the Kovet Shiur in Bava Basra, Tafra Yishlam and Gimel. The Gemara there says, the Bava Basra, Kufayin, the Gemara says that, Omar Rav, Ein Halacha, Lok Rabbi Yehuda, Lok Rabbi Yossi. The Halacha is not like either of the Tanaim. And the Rashbam says, Rav Tana Upalik. The Rashbam says, Rav Tana, and therefore he doesn't have to hold like any of the Tanaim's opinions. Rav Tana Upalik. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the Tosfos Ksubas in Daf Ches says that Rabbi Yochanan argues on that principle. He does not hold that Rav Tanu Upalig and Vekiva to Kaimalan Rav Rabbi Yochanan like Rabbi Yochanan, and when there's a machlos Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. So then we should pass him that Rav is not Tanu Upalig, and therefore how do you argue on those Tanoim? Right, the Gemara says at the end of Bava Basra that Rav didn't hold like either of the Tanoim, and the Rashbam says because he could argue. But if you pass him like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav and you don't hold to the principle of Rav Tanu Upalig, so how is he able to argue on those Tanoim? So, Eich Paskin Ha'ach and Ilchus HaRav Negen HaMishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I asked this to my Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim, Mi Brisk, Veheshiv, and he answered, De Be'emes Gam Amora Yish Bekocho Lachlo Galatana. Fundamentally, technically, in Amora, can argue on a Tana. Vada Mosvina Tiufta Mitanoi Lamoroi. Why do we ask Kashes? Mishum Shamora Eino Cholek Al Tana. He wouldn't. Not that he couldn't. He wouldn't. Ve'ilu Yada Divrei Atana Lohaya Cholek Alav. And we assume, and the Gemara assumes, that if this Amora would have known that there's the Sheet of the Tanoim, and there's no other Tana that holds like he's saying, then he wouldn't have said it. Avo B'makam Shecholek Lehedya. But if we know Beferish that he said it anyway, Efshar Leos Halacha Kamoso. It's possible Halacha be like the Amora. And now Rabbi Chana talks. V'nira Mucha came imashu nimsa b'gemara b'kama makomos shamra amoraim al mishnah zu'ein a mishnah. How can the amoraim just knock out a mishnah? It's not authoritative. Zu'ein a mishnah. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Chaim. That fundamentally an amora could argue on a tana. Where does he get this from? Maybe a kesef mishnah. Even though the Chazon Ish assumes no way is that what the Kesef Mishnah means, right? This is the Kesef Mishnah in the second parak in Hilchos Mamrim, right? That is where where is it? Parak Beis Halacha Beis says the Rambam. Bezdin shegazru gzeiro tiknu takana v'nigu minagu pacha davar b'chol Yisrael. A bezdin that's gozer gzeiro v'yaman acharei and bezdin acher ubikesh levato dvar marishon in v'lakar osar takana v'osa gzeiro v'osa minag. If a bezdin makes a law and a later bezdin wants to undo it, they can if they're gadol mimenu b'chachma uveminyan. Says the let me just read the first halacha. Beis Aleph. Bezin Gadol Shadarshu Bachas Ben Amidah Shadkvi Bashanir Beinayim. Shadid Kach V'Danu Din. If Bezin makes a drasha of Amar Acharei and Bezin Acher V'Nira Lo Tam Acher Listaroso, and Bezin makes a later Bezin decides to contradict Hareza Soser V'Dan Kvi Bashanir Beinayim. They could do it. They could change the din. Shenemar Al Hashofet Asher Yiyah Bayamim Ahem. The Rambam says a later bezdin could argue with an earlier bezdin. So says the Kesef Mishnah of Yim Tomar Im Kena Milo Pligi Amoroi Atanoi. So why do the Amora not argue in the Tanoim? To Bechol Duchta Makshina La Amora Mi Masnisa Na Mi Braisa. Right? Venira Li Vitzorach Lomar Anod Armer Ki Aitana Vim Lo Yomar Kain Kashale. Why does every daf and shas say, oh, the Amora can't say this, it's not going to work because he does have a Tana on his side? Sounds like for the Rambam that he can. So the question is, how do I understand this line of the Kesef Mishnah? V'yef shalomar, shemiyom chasimas ha-mishnah, Kimu v'kiblu shedoros ha'achronim lo yachluku al rishonim. Kimu v'kiblu, that the later generations wouldn't argue on the rishonim. V'chein asu gam b'chasimas ha'gamara shemiyom shenechtema lo nitam rishus l'shum adam l'achok aleha. Says the Kesef Mishnah, they wouldn't. What does this mean that they wouldn't? They wouldn't? Right, that's not 100% clear. The Chazon Ish on the Sinai's Kesef Mishnah means they knew that they didn't have the MS and therefore they couldn't. Not only that they wouldn't, but some say, maybe Reb Chaim read this as that they wouldn't. So either way, this is the, based on that Yesod, that Reb Chaim quote, that the Reb Chanan quotes at the end of Baba Basra from Reb Chaim, but whenever we have Reb Yochanan, we can mention that, but that's Reb Yochanan here. We had it on our daf today. Okay, we'll stop here.